Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Number one, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm up this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hi, good morning, Mike and Carla.
Today is National Dr. Seuss Day.
Celebrate him and the love of reading. It's also National Read Across America Day.
I am Sam.
Today it's Dr. Seuss Day, also known as Read Across America Day.
Sam, I am.
March 2nd.
Do you like green eggs and ham?
I do not like them, Sam, I am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Happy birthday, Dr. Seuss. It's showtime.
Here we go. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, morning number show number 2296, Carla.
Hey, okay.
Closing
right.
In on the 23rd or 2300.
Yeah, I know. We're getting there, huh?
Slowly but surely.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, I
we
know.
Got a big marker coming, huh?
Yeah, I guess we do.
2300.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So I can't even imagine the extravaganza that we're planning for
that's
that day.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Early next week. Balloons and...
Oh, yes.
Animals and everything
else. Governor, the mayor, the president, everybody. Yes.
All stopping by.
It would be nice.
It would
know?
Be.
It would be nice.
They don't have time.
Yeah.
Wednesday. It's only Wednesday. I don't know why this week is dragging.
It's kind of
but...
dragging, isn't it? I know. Just plugging away. But it's nice. Sure was nice yesterday.
And after Fat Tuesday yesterday, today is Ash Wednesday for a lot of people.
Here we go with Lent.
You got a little something on your forehead there.
Excuse me. That's supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah. And then, of course, the 40 big days of fasting. And you know what? Was it one woman who mentioned a whale blubber or something like that?
Whale blubber. It was a ice cream.
Yes.
Whale blubber.
Well, we have a story about chicken fat we'll get to a little bit later on this half hour.
Good old-fashioned chicken fat.
That's how we're going to kick off this morning. Channel 3 weather, plenty of sunshine this morning, some high clouds later today. High today in the low 80s today and tomorrow. And I don't know what's happening over the weekend, but it's not going to be as nice. So
yeah,
we'll
but that's okay.
Okay.
We'll be okay.
We got 48 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I know there are way more important things happening in the world, but there's a huge battle taking place regarding toasters, and it's happening on social media. Most people leave their toasters on the counter. Right, so it's there. It's you can use it whenever you want. Well, there's another bunch of people who want it cleared away. They put it away. They store it. They clear up the counter space. So that's a big argument that's going on social media. I know that you don't want too many appliances in the way, but you have to, you know, wait till your toaster cools and all of that stuff if you're going to put it away. So I don't know where you stand on this, but this was quite heated yesterday on social media. It was kind of hilarious, what with everything that's going on, that people are arguing over this, you know?
That's what you guys are worried about over there?
Yes, yeah, that's right. It's like Russia and the Ukraine, I guess. Sure.
I put mine away.
Do you really?
I didn't always do that, but we have a lot of stuff on the counter as it is, and the toaster, I just put it away now.
Okay.
Or we do, I should
say. I actually
say.
Bought a smaller toaster, so I wouldn't have to put it away.
You got the four slicer?
I do, but it's a little more compact.
Oh.
So, yes, because I had a two slicer that was even bigger, and I have a toaster oven, so either I might get rid of the toaster. I might bring it in here.
Okay.
So. Oh, yeah, I'm fancy. I got a toaster oven. Oh, she fancy. Uh-huh.
You're a fancy girl.
Yeah, well. Yes, I am. Target, listen to this. Currently paying their employees about $15 an hour. Well, they will start paying their workers $15 to $24 an hour.
What?
Yes. It'll depend on the job and the market that you're in, but most of the wages throughout the country will still be going up. They also said they will expand their employee access to health care. Hourly employees who work an average of at least 25 hours a week will be eligible for their medical plan. That's that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So Amazon said, "Oh yeah? Oh well, okay. Our employees are going to get two bathroom breaks now then." So, yeah, there you go. And I have to put this out there. I've held on to it, but I've got to put it out there. It's a plant-based pet food company in Britain. They are offering to pay dog owners, or a dog owner or two, about $6,500 to switch their dog's diet for 2 months to try their plant-based food. It is supposed to be a very healthy food. Now, here's what you have to do. You have to keep track of your pet's poop smells.
Oh.
So, $6,500, you sniff to make sure that it hasn't changed. Maybe, hopefully, it's gotten better because they are eating a healthier food. Morty, you have Squish. I don't know if this is something you would do for a couple of months. I mean, you gotta feed your dog anyhow.
Yeah, I would.
The food is a good food. It's not. It exists, and they have just made it better. But yeah,
it's if it's grainy, then no.
Yeah. Okay.
And
got
I'm assuming
it.
Because if it's got if it's all plant based, it's going to have green.
Yes.
So then
yes.
No, I would.
Yeah. Why do I think a lot of people would say yes, and one sniff would be like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done. You know what? Give it to the other guy. That's fine by
your
me.
Your pet food is fine.
Yes, that's right. That is right. Few things you should know for only Wednesday. Sponsored by the Franchise Show, March 12th. 13 at the Expo at World Market Center.
Yesterday, we were talking about being Lent and a lot of people giving up stuff for 40 days. So if you had to sit down and just dive into as much as you could eat of that food you were going to give up, one woman brought up whale blubber, ice cream blubber, something.
Yeah, it was whale blubber and blueberry ice cream.
Which we all found very odd.
Yeah, but we're all thinking of a big lump of whale blubber. I think it's, you know, something that's refined and you know, liquid-ish.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the same vein, listen to this story. An 18-wheeler overturned while attempting to navigate a stretch of road known as Dead Man's Curve. Ooh. This is in Birmingham, Alabama, which is not unusual, but what is the truck actually flipped over, spilling 45,000 pounds of chicken fat. Chicken fat. Here's the authorities talking about it.
Well, there are signs of progress here at Dead Man's Curve, but the road is still unfortunately closed more than 5 hours after this started. 40,000 pounds of chicken fat just spilled all over the road here when an 18-wheeler overturned.
That's not actually the authorities. That's a news report from the local TV station. But nonetheless,
I'm concerned. I'm not concerned, but I'm interested. Like, chicken fat. I know you can buy chicken fat, so I'm assuming, you know, was it jarred up? Was it, is it, you know?
Or in just big barrels, and all of a sudden it's just a spill.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is it just all over the place, or is it's like just lard all over the street?
I'm imagining that cars are sliding everywhere in chicken fat. And then when the people get out of their cars, they're slipping and, you know.
And then they smell like they smell like fried chicken.
I can't even imagine Birmingham? Getting the call. Birmingham, Alabama.
Well,
we got a chicken fat cleanup on I-21 or whatever it did, I-90.
Not to offend anyone, I've been to Birmingham. It might be a good thing. It might be a good smell.
Maybe.
Going through Birmingham. You know that, Birmingham.
Did you go through a chicken fat curve? Oh, it was awesome. Last night, T-Mobile Arena, Vegas Golden Knights got back on the winning track. They beat San Jose 3-1. And I told Morty just a couple of minutes ago off the air, it seemed like the Vegas Golden Knights were on the power play the entire first two periods.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In fact, I kept counting the players on the ice going. It was all played in the San Jose area, and this is how they kicked things off.
Howden tips it around Middleton. 2-on-1 come the Golden Knights. Howden along with Kolesar. Howden to Kolesar, and he scores! Keegan Kolesar finishes off the odd man rush. 2:16 into the game.
Yeah, you know, when Kolesar scores the first goal like that, you know it's going to be a good night.
When Kolesar scores in general.
Exactly. And then right after that,
there's Marchessault off to Smith, and he scores!
It goes to 3-1, and then, of course, it was almost anticlimactic, the final second or so.
One final puck drop, time ticks away. 500 wins as an NHL head coach completes the board.
So they win 3-1. Peter DeBoer head coach, Vegas Golden Knights, win number 500.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Very cool.
Which puts him in the upper echelon of some of those legendary coaches that have done it. What was it, Morty, within 900 and some odd games or something?
987.
That's it.
Not bad. Yeah, not bad.
So win number 500 for the Golden Knights last night, and congrats to Coach DeBoer. Tomorrow night, the Boston Bruins, the bad boys from Boston, going to be in town over at the T-Mobile. So,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Go Knights, go. You know, I was just thinking about it off the top of my head. We were talking about your birthday being on Cinco de Mayo. And I there's nothing you can do legally, I don't think, to change your birthday. Your birthday is what it is. And at this age, you know, you have your passport, your social security and all that other stuff.
Yeah, your birthday is your birthday. Right.
But I wonder how many other parents have changed their kid's birthday because of one reason or another.
Oh, you mean telling them?
Like, telling them.
It's today. Happy birthday. I know firsthand people who have done that.
I was watching. I was watching. What's the Maisel show?
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah, she's on the road. She calls home. The grandparents are watching her kid, and she goes, "What's going on? Oh, we're celebrating your son's birthday, but it's not today. He doesn't know. And we couldn't fit it in next week.
I was
doing this. Your dad was doing that.
Okay.
So we told him it's today, and we're celebrating.
It's funny. I haven't started this new season, by the way, and I love the show. But I do know people who not even were going to celebrate, you know, on this day.
Mm-hmm.
But today's your birthday.
Right.
And up to, like, I want to say 4, 5, 6 years old or so. Because they don't know. You know, they don't watch a calendar. They don't, you know, they got nowhere to be. Why do they need to know what day it is?
So legally, like I said before, there's nothing you can do. They were born on that day. But for whatever reason, because it ended up on Cinco de Mayo, on Christmas.
Yes.
New Year's Day, whatever the case may be.
It's not. It's the 24th of December. We're going to change it.
We're changing your birthday. Or you make an agreement with your spouse and say, let's just change the birthday.
Right.
It's it. He'll never know.
That I know. And I mean, I know it's pretty typical on New Year's Eve. The kids don't know.
Right.
You know, it's 7 o'clock. Happy New Year.
Mom and Dad's listening this morning. Have you done that? Do you know people who have done that?
Who have changed their kid's birthday just
now,
just
eventually they would have to tell somebody, right?
Yes,
they would have to tell the person. But,
exactly.
But for convenience, because it just doesn't work out.
No, it's today.
It's always been today.
I thought I was born on the 3rd. No. It's today. It is
a week earlier.
Yeah, let's put away that calendar. What are you doing?
702-739-9636. And after that, how did you end up telling that person? Or did you ever?
Yeah, exactly.
Because they have to fill out applications and stuff like that. They have to know at a certain age, right?
There are some people who I don't think know their actual birthday for whatever reason or another. I told you, my mom was actually the day later than she thought it was. Until she was like 70.
Case in point.
Yes.
All right. You want to text in? You want to call in? We want to hear your story firsthand. Have you switched your birthday? Maybe you didn't like the day it was actually on. You know,
maybe
it was on a holiday or something, and you said, screw it. I'm not, you know what? Here's my birthday now.
Right.
So that's what we're talking about this morning. Holly's on the phone.
I just wanted to say that my birthday is Christmas Eve. Never celebrated my birthday on my birthday. It's always been, like, between Christmas and New Year's. So even though I've always known my birthday was Christmas Eve, it's never my birthday. Even in my family, we don't celebrate it.
And Holly, does everybody know that, or they just go with the flow?
Or do they even care at this point?
No, not at my age anymore.
Okay. Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody knows when my birthday is.
That's what I said about Carla. Yeah. At this point in your life, does it matter? Cinco de Mayo,
I care? It doesn't matter. I'm still turning a year older. Doesn't matter.
Do another shot.
Yeah.
All right, people texting in this morning.
Lori wrote in. She said, regarding moving celebrations, we celebrate on different days all the time. We didn't tell the kids when they were young.
Oh.
We did explain when they started noticing it wasn't necessarily the same day as their actual birthday.
Because a lot of people do that.
Yes, yes.
Like if your birthday is actually on a Wednesday or during the middle of the week, you'll say,
right.
Well, let's celebrate on
right.
this coming weekend.
But I think with kids, you say, no, today's
yeah.
your birthday.
That's why we're celebrating.
Yes, exactly. So you don't tell them, but that's the thing. Eventually, I think they're like, wait, I thought, I know my birth date. Hold on a second.
That's still shocking to me about your mom.
Yeah, yeah. She found out way later that...
in her actually, 70s.
It was when... No, you know what? Yes, it was when she had to do... it's Social Security, I think it was, when she started to take it. She had to fill out the forms. And they said, no, no,
wow.
you were born on the 29th, not the 28th.
All that
like,
time.
No, I wasn't. Yes, you were. But my grandma always used to say, ah, it's the 28th. Okay. All right, then.
Oops.
Whatever. Barbie said, my niece's birthday is Christmas Day. She was adopted, so we celebrate on her adoption day in May. That's like 5 months later.
Okay.
So, see, in that case, I'd do two. I'd do two birthdays on that in that case.
I usually call that the gotcha day.
Yes. Right. Yep. There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Almost time to pull out the bikini. Oh, the tankini.
The tankini.
Listen, opening day for Major League Baseball has been canceled.
What?
Over. Not happening right now due to that labor dispute that they're having. I'm sure, you know, like the Orioles probably don't care.
Yeah.
Baltimore's probably going, yay, yay. Good. Yay. Good for us. But yeah, really, right now there is no opening day for baseball right now.
Now, the good news is for Vegas baseball fans,
Triple
A is going to go on on schedule out at the ballpark.
And anywhere you live, go check out those games
because
they are fun. There's a lot of action. Go do it. Smaller stadium. Have a good time. Take it in.
Looking forward to the Aviators getting back on the green.
Same here. I see the replacements happening. I hope
so. Do you really?
Yeah. Put them in the big stadium.
I understand what you're saying. I don't think it'll ever happen,
no,
but I get
it. Either, but it would be cool. This is pretty funny. Scarlett Johansson, pretty much like every other parent, she has her child is questioning things, you know. Then not getting to that age, but she said in a recent interview, she said, I had to explain what a thong was after my daughter walked in on me and said, Mommy, why does your underwear go up your butt crack? Well, it's called a thong, and that's how it's worn. Beetlejuice 2 could start filming as early as this summer. Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, Tim Burton, all coming back to do this movie. I don't know if Alec Baldwin will be doing it, but that's a big deal.
Gina Davis.
If they're going to do this. I would think she's in. I don't know for sure yet, but that's a big deal. With these originals,
such
doing
a good
it.
Movie.
So
the first Beetlejuice.
I have to go back and watch that movie again.
Yeah, I got
to
do the same.
Yeah, I haven't seen it since it came out in the theater when it came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't Brad Pitt have something to do with it too?
Oh God, that was way early on.
His production company, I think, is doing Beetlejuice 2.
This one,
like
yes.
he jumped in and said, "Let's do it."
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
But not back then. Wheel of Fortune. I don't know if anybody saw this last night. Sometimes the contestants, it's right there, and they just can't get it. The phrase was another feather in your cap. Most of the letters were filled in, pretty much, except the C. Ah, she just couldn't. Another feather in your lap? No. What is that phrase? No. In your map?
That's
no.
what she went with?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Took 9 turns to get it right.
Seriously?
Not kidding. I have to find the audio.
Can you even imagine going home to that?
I'm so embarrassed. No, that was not me. It wasn't me.
Twin sister.
Yeah. Pat Benatar, she says that she's a huge fan of Lady Gaga. I mean, a huge fan. She said, I love her. I love that she pushes the envelope. She's brilliant in her production. The marketing of what she does is amazing. I love every single thing that she does. She just loves her. And another big announcement, Jonas Brothers coming to Vegas, 5 nights, Las Vegas, Park MGM. This is in June. I know. All the boys are coming to Las Vegas. That is my take for now, sponsored by Boot Barn, proud supporters of the week.
I know a lot of people are big fans of the Dua Lipa.
Right here. Yeah.
Well, guess what? She's being sued because a reggae band is saying that she ripped off a song of theirs back from 2020. Her song, what is it, Levitating?
Yeah.
That was her song back in 2020. Well, they have a song that they put out in 2017 called Live Your Life. And they're saying this, it just sounds like the same song. Now, here's a sample of Levitating. And then it morphs into Live Your Life.
Yeah, okay.
You can't even tell. Listen to this. I got you.
Okay, she should have said she was sampling it like she did with Elton John, though that was a collaboration, but yeah.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Well, because I don't know. And you know, we just had a huge discussion about this over the weekend, that so many artists are, I don't know that they always blatantly steal, but they are influenced by riffs and melodies and things like that. But that's pretty close.
I don't know how it's turned out in, in courts.
Yeah.
When one artist sues another because your song's like my song, blah, blah, blah. But that's pretty close.
Yeah.
You know what the real crime is? That band saying that they're a reggae band, because that is not really reggae.
It's real reggae light. Yeah.
Yes. People are suing you now because you're not a reggae band.
Marvin Gaye's estate got a ton of money.
Oh, yeah, for Pharrell,
Robin Thicke.
Oh, Robin Thicke, yeah.
Well, and he was on it as well. But yeah, for, what was it called? Hello. Yes, that's.
Can't Feel My Face?
No.
Was
hello?
I close?
Gosh.
Blurred Lines.
Thank you.
Blurred Lines.
Something like that.
Blurred Lines, yes. Which I didn't think. It was similar. Of course it was. But, you know, and then there was Queen and Vanilla Ice.
Right. I mean,
it was exactly the same.
No, but the Queen, Vanilla Ice says, I go up, they go down, and exactly, blah, blah, blah.
Which she could say, too. I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what these guys look like, but she definitely is hotter. So, you know what? Where's my gavel? She wins based on hotness. Why wouldn't you just say, listen, I love your song. I want to sample it. I'll share some of the royalties with you and
could've
work something out.
Could have been somebody who helped write it with her. Yeah. You never know.
All right. Well.
Play dumb. Oops. I didn't know. I had no idea.
We do it every morning.
Yes, we do.
All right. Stadium concert, the stadium tour. Those tickets up for grabs. We'll do that here in about 7-8 minutes. Allegiant Stadium going to be rocking on September 9th when Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts.
Oh, man.
That's an all-star Rock and Roll Hall of Fame lineup right there.
Ooh-wee.
So we have tickets to give away, and we're going to do another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Yes,
Keep in mind that we decided to go, it would be easy to do one of their songs from any one of the groups.
Yeah.
But since we were talking about birthdays earlier this morning.
Yes.
And it happens to be a big birthday for
one of our big artists.
Yes.
Yes.
And we mentioned that last hour as well.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go. All you have to do is figure out what song we're playing on the kazoo by title with another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
A little harder than we did there, but
That's pretty easy. I know. Maybe we're just giving it away this morning, but if you can figure out the name of that song, starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. One more time. Here you go. Good luck. A chance to win a pair of tickets for the stadium tour with another segment of Kazookioki Wednesday. Carla, we have Devin on the phone. Devin, can you identify by title the song we're playing on our kazoos?
Yes, it is You Give Love a Bad Name.
Yes!
Boom. Good job, Devin. Good job.
Happy birthday, Bon Jovi, today, 60 yeah. years old.
Yes, he is.
That's awesome.
I know, and still looks as cute as ever. God, he's
gray hair and all, right?
I know, he does. He looks great.
He looks
What's
great.
More awesome mm-hmm. is you got the ticket, stadium tour, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I think this is an all-day concert.
No, I agree.
I think it starts at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right? Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Well, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. By the way, everybody else, Wendy Rush will have your next chance to win $1,240.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Love this story. Cops in Virginia chasing a guy on foot on a random goat. Not greatest of all time. A goat,
no,
an animal.
No, hunt a goat.
Showed up, started chasing the guy, too. In fact, the goat was faster than the cops. Chased him into some of the woods around that area, flushed him out, and the guy got arrested.
Wow.
This is in Virginia.
Well.
So the cops returned the goat to its owner and took the guy to jail, and everybody's happy. So.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Listen to this story. A 9-year-old kid in Brazil ran away Saturday morning this past weekend, snuck onto a flight at a nearby airport, flew 1,700 miles.
Wow. Okay.
To visit his family without telling his parents. Now, his mom realized, Bobby, it's lunchtime. Didn't see him around the house.
Where's that kid?
Called the cops. She didn't find out what happened until the airline called at 10 p.m.
Wow.
To let her know, everything's okay. He's fine. But
we got him.
It's great parenting right there.
All right, yeah.
Here's the thing. He even Googled the phrase, how to get on an airplane unnoticed.
Well, okay. I think you're going to have more problems there with that kid. Wow.
I mean, if he can get on an airplane without you knowing, chances are he's going to be able to sneak out of the house with nobody knowing a thing.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. Wow, okay.
But he's okay.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Ellie is her name. Ellie Miles. This was in England. She, she was shocked.
Shocked?
In a funny way. She ordered Indian food from her favorite Indian restaurant, picked up the food, and got home and found a pair of thong underwear in her order. That I was mortified, but I couldn't stop laughing. And I thought, I wonder how many other people got a pair of thong underwear. She said, but, I didn't know quite what to say. I let them know. And they said, okay, thank you.
Is that their version of a Happy Meal or something?
I wonder if that's their toy, if that's the toy they give out.
This week, we're giving out a thong.
That's right. Next week, they're blue ones. You're going to get blue ones next week. And listen to this. The city of New York, they have been inundated with complaint calls about about loud lovemaking.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, in the last couple months, they've received more than 270 calls.
Whoa.
To their 311 system. One woman said, "Listen, I am a Christian woman. Help this girl stop having loud sex before God does." Another person said, "Shortly after Christmas, I heard a loud moaning from the female occupant. And then some guy singing Jingle Bells at the top of his voice while another person was screaming, 'Yes, Daddy, come on down the chimney.'"
Yes!
So, yes! So I don't know. I hope they get that under control.
Wait a second.
Yes, come on down the chimney.
How many people are in this room?
I know. This is in different complexes.
Oh, I see.
So it's going on all over the place.
Oh, I thought it was like in
one
room. I know.
No, not in just one room. But
Santa
no.
Claus coming down through the chimney. And
Yes!
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Santa's coming down the chimney, baby. Hang on. It is indeed Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. Well, an Amazon delivery driver in New Jersey, away from the house, her granddaughter didn't know it for a little while, then saw that on the Ring doorbell that she had left. Well, the Amazon delivery driver saw her. He said, "I saw a woman waving at me," which isn't that odd, but she was kind of waving like she needed help.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. He stopped. She didn't know why, but he saw her medic alert bracelet, saw the address on there. So he drove her home. She didn't wander off too far, but he took her home. Not a problem. He said, "I was out and, you know, delivering anyhow, so what better package to drop off than somebody's grandmother?" And
yeah.
Her granddaughter was very, very grateful. They got all that on the Ring doorbell, too, with him saying, I think I have somebody that belongs to you."
Uh-huh.
So, really cool.
I know a lot of those delivery guys get a bad rap, you know, throwing stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Well, boy.
But it's a story like that that puts your trust back or your faith back in those guys step up and do the right thing.
Yes, no joke.
Awesome. Well, if you have a feel-good story, go ahead, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have another pair of the stadium tour tickets. Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett, 12:40. She'll give those away. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.